Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Come right on in, sit down, and take up your usual table by the bandstand. If you want to get up and dance, you can, but I should avoid that spot over there. We've got a little bit of dry rot. We've got a problem with our first artist. He's having a bit of a hard time. He's screaming in my sleep, and it's Gene Parrish.
My baby got me screaming in my sleep. Dreaming in my sleep. She said goodbye. Lord knows she was sweet. She had soft red lips, great big pretty brown eyes. Yeah, she had soft red lips, great big pretty brown eyes. The way she loved me thrilled me to the sky. She'd slip and slide, and I'd keep moaning low. And I keep moaning low. Gee, they come on, Daddy, you know it's time to go.
Parrish, screaming in my sleep, poor man. On RCA Victor 454610 from 1952. Hey, Gene, it can't be that bad. Eddie Taylor will give you your train fare.
I'm gonna ask my baby, lend me train fare away from him. Thank you.
consummate artist and a real gentleman, Eddie Taylor. Well, I had some great times with him back in the day. And we even made an album together, which is even rarer than some of the stuff we play on this show. That was Eddie Taylor. He really lived the blues life. He kept a wife and seven kids on the money he could earn as a musician. That was on VJ, was from 1964. Influential record, and not all that rare. That was Willie Cobb's VJ 411 from 1961, You Don't Love Me. Incidentally, that was the first track that I ever recorded with Tony McPhee in the old Decca Studios. You Don't Love Me. Okay, let's move on to the rockabilly spot, and this week we're featuring Sonny Hall and the Echoes. And this is on the D label from Texas, and it's My Big Fat Baby.
See, my big fat baby would sure look good to me. My big fat baby would sure look good to me. Look down the well, I'm gonna have got to marry me. Well, saw that gal walking down the street last night. Me more, my big fat baby, but you sure look good to me.
Some unreconstructed rockabilly there from Sonny Hall and the Echoes. My Big Fat Baby. Sonny Hall's real name was David Hall, and that was on the D label, D45-1009. Okay, the rare record spot this week, I'm going to play a track that's not actually that rare, but it seemed to me to be appropriate with all the floods we've been having around. This is When the Levee Breaks, Joe McCoy. Columbia 14439. That was Joe McCoy, When the Levee Breaks, from 1929. Joe was from Mississippi, had the great good fortune to marry the wonderful Memphis Minnie, great blues singer. You can hear Minnie on second guitar on that number. And of course, When the Levee Breaks was recorded after the massive Mississippi flood of 1927. Okay, over to the jazz spot, and this week it's Lou Donaldson and Midnight Creeper.
We'll be right back.
one of many attempts of Blue Note Records to get a hit in the 60s. Well, they did quite well with some of their 45s. That was Blue Note 45 1941, Lou Donaldson, and Midnight Creeper. Somewhat marred by the wheezy fairground organ, but all in all, quite a nice record. Blue Mitchell on trumpet, George Benson on guitar. You may have recognized him. Okay, now an entirely different style. Let's go back in time. This is J.B. Hutto and Dim Lights. The greatly underrated J.B. Hutto, another really nice guy. He was just a walk around with a kind of a turban on it, or some kind of Eastern European hat he picked up somewhere or other. Anyway, that was Dim Lights, was from 1954, and was on the very collectible Chance label, Chance 1165. And now the distaff side of the blues.
Just kill the feel fine, I'm in the groove, cause I'm a rockin' mama.
There she goes, Little Miss Sharecropper. At least that's what the label says, but the pseudonym conceals Laverne Baker at the age of 17, making one of her very first records for a label called National. It was National 9153, and that was from 1951. And that was actually the last record that National ever released. They went bust after that, but Laverne Baker went on to great things. Let's turn over now to the gospel spot. And this week, it's the Highway QCs, a really terrific gospel group, long-lasting, spawned the careers of all kinds of soul singers, Lou Rawls, all sorts of folks were members of the Highway QCs. Mostly led, certainly at the period when this recording was made, by Spencer Taylor. And this is Do You Love Him?
Do you love? How much I love the Lord. Yes.
The inspirational Spencer Taylor. They should have him doing Thought for the Day. That's Spencer Taylor and the Highway QCs. Do You Love Him? And that was on VJ 897, and that was recorded in 1961. Well, in case you wondered, you're not listening to the Today program or Thought for the Day. This is the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. It's an hour of blues and rhythm and blues and the kind of music that you don't hear very much on the radio nowadays, and particularly not these tracks, because they are mostly very, very rare indeed. So, hope you're enjoying the show. And in case you wondered, we're on Sheffield Live at 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org, where all the previous 100 or so Keynote Clubs are podcast, and you can download them and listen to them at your leisure. But in the meantime, I have to leave you for a moment, but please listen to these important messages.
I'm a brain surgeon. The monotony can really get to you. But thanks to overzealous laws, I can't light up a cigarette or do shots to relax my nerves. With the Alkatine patch, it really lightens the mood, especially after an unfortunate patient death.
The Alkatine patch is the same refreshing feeling of 12 beers and a pack of cigarettes all at once. And now when you crash your sports car through the front door of a fast food restaurant, you'll pass a breathalyzer. The Alkatine patch. It's half alcohol, half nicotine, delivered transdermally and discreetly so you feel relaxed and refreshed. Pick up the Alkatine patch at your local pharmacy today.
Ever wonder why you look a lot like your neighbor?
Yes.
Do you have strange feelings towards your mother or sister?
Yeah.
Do you feel disconnected from your father? Don't look to therapists to explain what you already know. You're probably either adopted or the result of a fling at a 1970s car key party. Accept it. But how do you find out the truth? DNA. DNA never lies, except in a few rare sexual assault cases. Call Double Helix DNA Search today and find out who's really your daddy.
Those of you who had your ears glued to your wireless sets back in the 50s in the rock and roll era will remember that one, I'm for sure. That's not at all rare. That was a big hit of the day. That was Joe Houston, tenor sax player Joe Houston, and All Night Long. And that was on Money 203. It was actually originally issued as the B-side of the 78. It was from 1954. Joe Houston from Texas lived on until this century and actually appeared at the Colne Blues Festival not so long ago. I was privileged to play with him. All right, let's move on now to another world famous band.
Woo! Lord, you
Well, that was the world famous Upsetters from New Orleans with the unmistakable voice of Little Richard. That was I'm in Love Again, the old Fats Domino hit, and it was on a really quite a collectible and very obscure label called Little Star, Little Star 123, and that was from 1962. Onward to the Cajun spot, and this time we're featuring violinist or fiddle player Floyd LeBlanc. And this is Louisiana Stomp. Hardly GCSE French, but it's French of some kind. That was Floyd LeBlanc and Louisiana Stomp. And that was on the OT label, OT 104, and dates back to 1954. Okay, let's go over to the West Coast, and that wonderful artist, Lowell Falsom, a superb performer, made hundreds and hundreds of records. But his best period, I think, was when he was recording for Kent, and this is a track from that period. It's What's Gonna Be.
Baby, please make no mistake about me. I understand what's gonna be is gonna be. I fixed myself a long time ago. I'm gonna love you strong, just
last as long as you love me. Baby, please forget about the things you heard. I'm the one, and you'll just have to take my word. Myself, baby, please.
Great Lowell Folsom on Kent 410, What's Gonna Be, from 1964.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's that time in the programme when we come to this week's challenging record. It's a time when many people decide that they'd rather go and make a cup of tea, but if you want to stick it out with us, then listen to the incredible artistry of Jeannie Hayes and Somebody Else's Dandruff.
Dandruff!
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 Oh, my poor heart is breaking.
Somebody Else's Dandruff. I think you'll agree that that lives up to the standard of this spot in the show. But I shouldn't worry, Jeannie. Snooky Pryor's looking for someone to love him.
Mm-hmm.
James Snooky Pryor from Chicago and Someone to Love Me. And I was on the VJ label, VJ215, and from 1956. Another guy from that period who, like Snooky, didn't really make a huge name for himself, but made some great records. This is Bob Gaddy and his Keys, and Slow Down, Baby.
Oh,
Bob Gaddy and his Keys, and Slow Down, Baby. That was on Harlem 2330 and from 1953. Okay, let's go over to one of the big show bands of the 50s and 60s. This is Noble Watts and his singer at the time, June Bateman, who I think was actually Mrs. Watts. And this is on Shore 45101, and it's Possum Belly Overalls. Yes, that's right, Possum Belly Overalls. I did once see a pair of yellow brogues in a shoe shop window in Philadelphia. Fortunately, the shop was shut, otherwise I'm sure I would have bought them. But I've never seen a Possum Belly Overalls. Sounds good, though, doesn't it? Possum Belly Overall, June Bateman with the Noble Watts Orchestra. Okay, the next track is very obscure. This is Johnny Acey and I Go Into Orbit.
Just a cookie, my girl is a jelly roll. Ah, yeah. she calls me her little boy. Walk on out.
Well, you can almost date that from the lyrics. Beginning of Space Travel, that was I Go Into Orbit, was from 1962 by Johnny Acey, who presumably was the harmonica player on the record. That was on Fling 728. Next up is Bull Moose Jackson. This is from his rediscovery period. This is on Bogus. It's from 1986, and it's Get Off the Table, Mabel.
In the diner on the edge of town, I know a waitress named Mabel. She'll bring you up when you're feeling down. Always ready, bring an ace. She's the best girl around, and she's got the biggest taste.
Get off the table, Mabel.
Well, the $2 for the beer.
Get off the table, Mabel.
Well, the $2 for the beer. The service is good, wouldn't could, but you can't do better in here. We were downtown one night, me and my buddy Chuck. We were hungry for a bite, but really down on our luck. So we went to eat at Mabel's, only cost us $20. Hooray!
Get off the table, Mabel.
$2 for the beer.
Get off the table, Mabel.
Well, the $2 still for the beer. So good, I would if I could, but you can't do that in here. Whoa! I always try to sit at booth number 3. I'm riding real slow, and Mabel waits on me. And if I'm really good, she lets me eat for free.
Get off the table, Mabel.
Well, the $2 is for the beer.
Get off the table, Mabel.
I said the beer is still $2. Serve good and I would for good, but you can't do that around here. And there goes Mabel.
That was Get Off the Table, Mabel by Bull Moose Jackson.